Take a look at what happened.
Most importantly, and I mean this from the bottom of my heart, Trump is a threat to this nation.
Assassination. You know what's interesting about assassination? Well, not only does it change those popularity polls in a big hurry, but it's also interesting to notice who it is we assassinate. Did you ever notice who it is? Stop to think of who it is we kill. It's always people who've told us to live together in harmony and try to love one another. Jesus, Gandhi, Lincoln, John Kennedy, Bobby Kennedy, Martin Luther King, Medgar Evers, Malcolm X, John Lennon. They all said, try to live together peacefully. Bam!
Democrat, good morning.
We let this man Trump destroy America. And I look at it and say, well, these two people have to step up and take that shot. I'm 83, nothing to lose.
What, I'm sorry, Willie, you're not advocating violence, are you?
Not violence. I'm talking about defending my country.
A second apparent attempt on former President Trump's life, this time the incident on his own golf course in Florida.
They're trying to kill my father. They're trying to kill the 45th president of the United States.
Five assassination teams. Are they all targeting Trump? Is it other officials?
Yes. No, wow. I should have been clear about that. Five teams that we know are targeting Trump. And so that raises real questions about why certain teams were being pulled off of the Trump deal detail and put on, for example, the Jill Biden detail.
Was the Secret Service aware of these assassin teams before July 12th or before this past Sunday? They were.
Yes. So the person was informing me of this information because the Secret Service was aware of the threat profile around President Trump.
We were relieved to hear that you are doing your own independent investigation in Florida concerning the second assassination attempt on President Trump. My question to you tonight is, are the feds being cooperative with your investigation? Are you concerned that you're not getting the information you need?
The answer is no, they're not being cooperative. Yes, I am concerned. I mean, for example, we were rebuffed. Our investigators were rebuffed just going to the fence line.
Breaking reports indicate there may have been a third attempt on Trump's life. Approximately 20 patriots who attended Trump's high energy rally in Tucson are now reporting having to go to the ER immediately after the rally. The attendees all suffer from symptoms like blurry vision and swelling. Serious concerning reactions that all came on shortly after the rally ended. All of the affected were seated right by the stage where Trump made his entrance. Yeah, it wasn't the whole stage. It was right where he came on behind him. Now, that's why the police really think it's something happened, obviously, because they're not making this up. The doctors say, no, their eyes are swollen shut and very sick and headaches, nauseous. Right after the rally, they were reporting it.
Where thousands of people came out to hear former President Donald Trump speak last week. There was a group of 48 people allowed to sit on stage behind Trump throughout the event. They were split into two groups on each side of the stage. One side seemed to walk away without any issues, but multiple people seated near each other on the other side tell me that they had to go to the emergency room after they left the event. Here tonight, for the first time, the Trump campaign is confirming that they're investigating this situation.
As soon as we left and I step outside, I start feeling like my eyes were burning.
At first, she thought it might be allergies. She lives near Phoenix. By the time she got home, it was so bad she decided to go to the emergency room. Her initial thought of allergies went out the window when she heard from several others seated next to her at the rally that also ended up seeking medical attention with the same symptoms.
Kept getting worse and worse. My eyes started watering a lot. My nose started running. Then I started feeling my face get really flushed, and then my neck was felt like it was on fire.
It was all focused on my eyes. I mean, my eyes were red like hell, you know what I mean? It's like, it's just unbearable. I couldn't handle it.
U.S. officials say there are now 130 suspected victims, mostly CIA operatives and U.S. diplomats, being treated for brain injuries, debilitating headaches and vertigo, the targets they believe of a directed energy microwave weapon.
There's a mysterious direct energy weapon that is being used, and it is causing, in some cases, permanent traumatic brain injury.
New indications suggest the incidents go as far back as 1996. Two individuals working on the NSC believe they were targeted in 2019 and in 2020, just after the election.
That's him leaving. Probably whoever did it again had already left. So you got to look a couple minutes before. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
wants your shot to own this piece of pure Americana, the most powerful, amazing truck in the world today, it's real simple. You go to thealexjonesstore.com. Thealexjonesstore.com. You can enter for free by putting in your email, or when you buy great t-shirts or amazing knives and so many other great products that fund the InfoWar, you get entered 5 to 10 times for every purchase. Now, you're getting the colors I like the best, this dark green, this black, the red pinstripe. But what really matters is the shocks, the giant tires, the engine. Folks, I've had a lot of big trucks, but I'm telling you, they don't even compare to this. Be part of this, be part of history, be part of saving the Republic. And believe me, you want this truck. TheAlexJonesStore.com. I'll see you there, and I can't wait to find out who the lucky winner is going to be. I'm telling you, this is better than sex.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
I want you to listen to me very, very carefully. Back in early June, when the Justice Department ordered their agent outside of federal court order or any documents, not even a piece of toilet paper, to shut down InfoWars, they did that at the orders of the Biden administration. It's now come out. The judge blocked them and then fired them in a hearing 2 weeks later. The federally appointed U.S. trustee, the judge fired them. They are now back in the news. The Justice Department, Bloomberg, Wall Street Journal, Justice Department is asking the judge at a hearing on Monday to close us and not allow the assets to be sold because they're worried we're going to have buyers, which we do, that are patriots. Overhead shot. Alex Jones bankruptcy trustee sale efforts challenged by the DOJ. Translation, the DOJ wants us shut. They've been behind it the whole time. Who's behind this? Trump assassinations? Mayorkas, Garland. We now have Senator Hawley with a whistleblower from the Secret Service that they stood down at Mar-a-Lago last Sunday. Now they say there's three foreign hit teams, two domestic hit teams to kill Trump. That'll clearly be the cover when they do kill Trump, if they're able. I predict they would try to blame Iran before they did. Now they're trying. We know Iran's working with the Democrats, hacked into Trump's servers for the campaign. This country is in a state of civil war already. The people against the globalists. They want to make it black versus white. This is so serious. So it's a lot bigger than InfoWars. Them trying to kill Trump, them trying to take us off the air as vigilantes outside of a court order. Just order private security to come in here and do it. That's a canary in the coal mine, like I said back when it happened in early June, and people said it can't be real. Then they were in the news the next day saying, yeah, we want it shut. Yeah, we tried to close the doors. Don't worry, we'll close on the 14th. They asked the judge to close it. The judge fired the U.S. trustee and the CRO. The Justice Department intervened in my case when we first filed it. They come to my depositions. They threaten me with U.S. code, saying, you say anything wrong, you're going to prison. They don't read you your right to remain silent. They say, we're going to catch you in something. And they didn't. And the judge said that on the June 14th thing. Three outside accounting firms, they sent in to try to destroy me and find something illegal. And they sent in the IRS. And the IRS gave me a huge refund check of $4.3 million and said, we hardly ever see this. You overpaid taxes the last 4 years, over $1 million every year, because I was running everything to the company, putting it all into the company. I got a $9 million Bitcoin contribution. Put it in the company. Kept on air because that's the mission. At this critical time with 45 days left, we were supposed to already be off when they tried to kill Trump. Now they want me off before the election. And I raised this not about me. I'm a sentry on the parapet at night. And there's woods 100 yards away. And I see movement. And all of a sudden, the sentry next to me gets hit by an arrow. And I ring the alarm and I light the torches and say, we're under attack. And then 10,000 men, barbarians, rush out and put their ladders up to the walls. They're climbing up the walls. That's the metaphor. I'm a sentry. I'm a Paul Revere. They're literally flaming arrows are coming by my head. Mike Adams, naturalnews.com, an incredible best-selling author, researcher, scientist, engineer. I was saying probably took a bottle of water in Tucson a week and a half ago when the only one group behind him in the stage, 20 people got sick, not the others on the other side, where he came in and where he left. You could take a bottle of water and the two chemicals you need and have the two tablets there and then put it in the water, put the top on once you're already in, then unscrew it, release chlorine gas or other things on people. But then it's the eyes and it's uniform. That would be a certain type of laser that's not visible to the eye that we know the Russians and Chinese use against our sailors. We know the Pentagon uses as well. Mike Adams nailed it. It went viral last night. Most people are now leaning towards laser. The police say their eyes are burned. The doctors confirmed it. Mike Adams is here to talk about that. But first, all the rest of the news, what do you make of this announcement of the Justice Department wanting to shut us down openly, nakedly? The desperation is insane. And then the five hit teams, DHS warning Congress, the Secret Service whistleblower to the Senate saying there was a stand down. The enemy's moving forward, but everything they're doing is collapsing as people are asleep now. They're awake. You agree with that? Naturalnews.com, the one and only Mike Adams. And we'll get into the lasers and more and your analysis of what's coming up in the next critical 45 days. Mike Adams.
I think history will write about this collapse of this failed criminal cabal empire. And what they did to you will be one of the key chapters of the collapse of the rule of law, the complete abandonment of due process, in addition to the open borders, in addition to the massive out-of-control money printing, and also in addition to the weaponization of the U.S. dollar all over the world, which instead of creating more friends and allies, it pushed all the other countries into the BRICS currency system, which will go live strongly throughout 2025, more and more countries adopting it. And when that happens, Western civilization will find itself essentially economically blockaded by 80% of the world's population. And when that happens, we're going to go into something approaching Weimar-style hyperinflation, and the American people will find themselves absolutely impoverished and homeless and losing almost all their assets as their homes are taken over by migrants that are flown and bussed in and given their homes. So this is the great replacement has begun. There is no law remaining at the federal level. And if people want to survive this, they need to get to a red county in a red state with a constitutional sheriff and a reasonable district attorney who will prosecute criminals instead of prosecuting patriots.
Absolutely. Give us your 35,000-foot view, one of the most accurate analysis I know out there. I watch your show almost every day. Big picture, then let's zoom in on the latest assassination attempts and all the intel that's coming out.
Well, what Representative Matt Gaetz said about the five kill teams, there's no question that there are even more. I am going to repeat my public warning here because of my intel sources that there are surface-to-air missiles in possession of some of these kill teams. I think these may be even shoulder-fired surface-to-air missiles. You know, small range, but they could take out potentially Trump's airplane. And I agree with what you said yesterday or the day before. Trump needs to, at this point, hunker down. He needs to just do live streams and interviews from a safe location. They're going to use increasingly dangerous area effect weapons to try to take out Trump. And there's the public is, you know, in great danger. Trump is in great danger. Trump's security team is in a grave danger. And we're going to talk. I know we're going to talk about the laser weapons here. And I've actually got one that's IR, not UV. But we'll talk about this and how this is being deployed now.
You've got the floor, sir.
Okay. Well, I, like you, at first I thought maybe it was a chemical attack. And then, I used to live in Arizona and I've got a lot of contacts there. I spoke with some key people yesterday. The victims of this directed energy weapons attack, they had sunburns, essentially, or, you know, something like sunburns on their exposed skin. The redness of the eyes, some of them went blind temporarily. Their vision is now coming back days later, but they were completely blinded, although the blindness took time to kick in. And some of their skin was peeling, too. So this kind of attack is consistent with a UV laser attack, a directed energy weapon attack. And show what I have here. So this is the size of the device that could be used to achieve this. And what's really critical about this, now, the one I have here is IR. This is an IR illuminator typically used by, you know, mil-spec or hunters or whatever. But apparently you can get these in UV wavelengths, which would be somewhere between 280 nanometers to roughly 315 nanometers. Those wavelengths are, of course, invisible to the human eye. They also cannot be detected by night vision optics or video cameras. And they cause extreme damage to the eye, understanding, Alex, that in an indoor environment, the people's eyes, the pupils are dilated, and the optics of the eye act as a gain enhancement to the incoming photons.
So because the pupils are more dilated indoors, where you're constricted outdoors because the sunlight is very bright, right? But indoors, it's not that bright. So your pupils are wide open. And in that moment, an assailant, a malicious actor in the audience using nothing but one of these, they could fire this and they could wave it around and try to blind people who wouldn't even know they're being blinded in that moment. And I want to show you this. This device is powered by nothing but a 18650 battery. So with something this small and compact, somebody could have carried this out. And I believe that's what happened, Alex. I think there was a UV laser assailant. I doubt it was a state-level actor. I doubt it was the CIA or anything like that. Probably a lone actor, a lone person who was driven to hatred by the corporate media propaganda that's always saying that Trump is bad and Trump's a threat to democracy. So the good news is that there's an easy way to block this, and it's to wear sunglasses, even indoors. I mean, sunglasses block UV. And you know, the effect on your skin is not going to kill you, but you got to protect your eyes at these events. So right now, I got this information through other people to Trump's security team. They are reviewing this. I'm sure they're going to be now looking for people in the audience who might have devices like this, especially if somebody is trying to, let's say, aim down the linear axis to aim it, because it's invisible, so it's hard to aim if you're a malicious actor. So if someone were to mount or glue sights on the top of a device like this, and then if they're trying to aim down that, that means they're trying to blast somebody. They're weaponizing a directed energy weapon. And I believe that's what happened.
Let me ask the big question, and I think I know the answer, but I'm going to get your take on it. Why would Trump not have the same problem? If they're obviously trying to hit Trump. It's hard to aim, so these people are behind him at the same level. Obviously, they need to look at the angle of what hit those people. So it was probably from the side or at an angle not straight on. I think the answer is Trump is under the white lights. If you look at the footage of it, they're back kind of in the shadows with their eyes open. He's being blasted by bright lights, and so his pupils would be more closed, so he would get a lot less of it. Is that an accurate statement?
You're exactly right. Also, Trump speaking is moving more. So he's moving around, just as you and I move around when we speak, whereas the audience members tend to be more still. Even then, it is absolutely possible that Trump could have been partially exposed to this and would not have known it. Now,
he would have just thought he had a hell of a headache. And just to back you up, my dad, when he was 14, won a statewide science fair. He got tapped by UT to go to Plan 2 when he was 14 to UT. And the next thing is they gave him a project, a WizKid project. They shipped to his ranch when he was off in the summer, a 18-wheeler with a big grant from Union Carbide. And I've seen photos of it and stuff. It's actually in a book he's got. I'm going to bring it on here so I'm going to show it. And he built a large ruby laser. I mean, guys, type in a Union Carbide ruby laser, 1960s. It'll pull up their rubies. But he put some kind of capacitor on it, made it a particle beam, and then won another award for it. But he wore three pairs of sunglasses, but it wasn't enough. And it wasn't until he went to bed at night that he woke up and was blind for a week. They put bandages on, weren't sure it would come back, but his eyes were always damaged. And they were so burned, they went from being blue to yellowish green. My dad has yellowish green eyes from the one laser accident from building the Union Carbide laser as part of that Defense Department program he was in. But, I mean, that's just an example right there.
Well, you're exactly right. The optics, I mean, the scarring of the retina can be permanent. The people who were attacked in this case in Tucson, there's no question they will suffer some form of permanent damage. And I believe there will be an investigation. It's no doubt already begun to try to locate this individual. And also, I would imagine the U.S. Secret Service is checking online records for who has purchased relatively high-powered lasers or laser diodes within the range of nanometers that I set out there. But I do want to mention that typically at 254 nanometers or right around there, those are considered germicidal. They destroy proteins and protein fragments. And so they're used by hospitals for sterilizing rooms. And thus, there are a lot of regular purchases of that kind of technology. So in essence, you could call this a dual-use technology, right? So you could use it to sterilize a surgical room or a hospital room, but then somebody who's a malicious actor could also work it into a handheld device with specific optics and turn it into a weapon to try to blind people. So this is a whole new threat that we need to be aware of, and understanding what Matt Gaetz said, that there are going to be probably other threats. I'm very concerned, I know you are as well, about the possibility of truck bombs or area effect weapons being deployed by the deep state or even foreign actors. Matt Gaetz mentioned possible groups from Pakistan or Iran or even Ukraine might be involved. And what kinds of weapons would they resort to? Would they blow up an entire building? Would they have access to a suitcase nuke with like a 10 kiloton warhead or something, maybe a fraction of Hiroshima, but still absolutely devastating, could blow up city blocks? I mean, we are in an extremely dangerous time right now, and this UV laser attack is probably the most mild attack that we're about to see.
I totally agree, Mike. I mean, that's what I keep pinching myself, and I'm not lecturing listeners. I have trouble wrapping my mind around the historic point we were in. It's not a civil war because it's globalist against America. They're billing it as a civil war, an information civil war. They're openly calling for the arrest of everybody. They're passing laws in California. Hillary's saying arrest people for disinfo that she defines. That, to me, shows serious desperation. How would you define the time we're in with 45 days left?
Well, we are in the last chapter of a U.S. empire that has been on a suicide path for quite some time, financially and otherwise, geopolitically. And I do want to say, even if Trump is sworn in January, that cannot stop history from playing out here. The warmongering neocons and the assassins and the color revolution leaders of the American empire that have been basically operating this since the assassination of JFK, they are on their last legs, and so they're in desperation mode, and there's nothing they won't do at this point. There's no limit to the number of even Americans that they would sacrifice if it kept them in power. But their power is waning. And I would even mention right now, it's been shown now that NATO cannot achieve victory for Ukraine in the war with Russia. That is a failure. Israel's seemingly imminent attack on Lebanon, even with U.S. assistance, is highly questionable whether Israel's efforts can continue to be sustained without Israel suffering devastating economic consequences that are already well underway. And Western Europe's economy has been absolutely devastated by the lack of energy due to the destruction of the Nord Stream pipelines that you've covered quite substantially. So the U.S. empire has not created global freedom and prosperity, and the U.S. empire can no longer lecture China about human rights when FDA agents are organ harvesting children in America in order to do genetically altered humanized mice experiments, and when you have peaceful protesters who are rotting in filthy jails in D.C. to this day from January 6th. So the U.S. has lost its moral high ground, it has lost its economic high ground, and it is rapidly losing its military advantages, can't even fire hypersonic missiles that now we know Yemen has. In other words, Yemen has more advanced cruise missile technology than does the entire United States military. The answer to that question is yes. Yes. And it's,
let me just pause you there. Let me pause you there because everybody's giving attention to Israel capturing the shipment of walkie-talkies and pagers and bombing tens of thousands of people, a lot of them innocent. And it's wrong when Hezbollah does terrorist stuff or Hamas. It's wrong when Israel does it. I call this a terror attack because it killed a lot of innocent people. It was very indiscriminate because we know Hezbollah and Hamas run markets, run businesses, run shops as their fronts. They're selling these devices to people, and Israel's like, well, we don't care, but half the people that got hit are innocent. They're collateral damage. Well, that's terrorism. And I don't like what the Muslims are doing. I don't like what Israel's doing. But the issue here is it's not getting any coverage. There are now, as you pointed out, hypersonic missiles fired in the region into Israel that are getting through the Iron Dome and blowing up train stations, buildings, military bases, and it's barely getting on the news. That is a big development. Israel really is, which I don't even like, folks, because they got nuclear weapons. They're going to escalate to the Samson option. Israel's losing this.
And I would add that what Israel just did with the pagers and the two-way radios in Lebanon, this is causing panic among the telecommunications industry. The economic impact of this will be long-term and devastating. Even insurance companies will drop companies that import electronics that even touched Israel in any way whatsoever.
And by the way, as you were about to say, more bombs went off today. More, they've moved on from phones and pagers to other devices, and now it's clear that they're hacking into solar arrays and burning people's houses down.
Yeah, look, I would say to the audience, wherever you stand on the Israel issue, Google and Apple have spent billions of dollars trying to convince people to keep their electronics in their pockets and in their hands and close to their faces and eyeballs at all times. And now people are realizing that electronics that are distributed for consumer consumption, that those electronics can explode. They can be remotely detonated by a government if that government does not like you. Now, what Israel just demonstrated is what many Americans have long feared, that are these devices rigged against us? Could the United States government literally send out a detonation signal that is selective to the metadata profile of conservative phones or other devices? In other words, could there be a widespread simultaneous detonation of all iPhones or a Google Android mobile phone devices that are used by conservatives or Trump supporters or Christians or gun owners? And that question might have seemed like science fiction a week ago. No longer science fiction. Or what about, can they detonate home appliances that are connected to the internet? Can they detonate electric vehicles?
I was about to say, electric vehicles are the real bombs. And again, they don't even need to put explosives in these. A lot of these devices, like electric cars or solar panels, they can give them an order that makes them feed back. And you're an engineer. Explain how these become so explosive.
Well, just very high amperage drain on lithium-ion batteries will push their temperature to the point of spontaneous combustion. So all lithium-ion batteries are effectively explosives that have to be tightly controlled by the onboard circuitry to limit the drain. But and for electric vehicles, all firefighters and emergency responders know that once that lithium-ion fire begins, you can't put it out with water. You can't put it out with almost anything. And that's why EV fires are so devastating. But can software or a hack be used to initiate a high drain event that leads to the spontaneous combustion of an electric bus or electric car, electric vehicle or truck? Absolutely. The answer is absolutely yes. If you're driving an EV, you're driving around on a ticking time bomb. And almost all the EVs, at least that I can think of, are connected to the car manufacturers via satellite or other means. So you're driving around on a bomb. There's no other way to put it. I would much rather have a diesel truck with diesel in the tank. Diesel's hard to combust. It's not connected to the internet. I can store fuel safely with diesel, and it doesn't tax the power grid. And if the power grid's down, I can still refill the diesel. Diesel truck all the way.
You can easily put a 500-gallon tank at your farm or wherever, and you're going to be fine when everything's down, and use the car to recharge everything. Since you raised this, I want to get into Ford when we come back, and then into the big picture of the assassination teams and what you think they're going to pull next with Mike Adams, naturalnews.com. But Ford is being investigated by the FBI for listening to people for years inside their cars with embedded microphones. Well, what's an Alexa? What's your phone? The CIA director said 12 years ago, we're listening to you in your house through your appliances. And so we need to understand, why are they now admitting this is going on and acting like, I'm not defending Ford, by the way, why Ford is the bad guy for doing stuff that's been going on for at least 20 years. Naturalnews.com, Brighteon.com. Where are the other best places for people to find the incredible work of Mike Adams?
Well, I'm on X, Health Ranger on X now. Now that Elon's put me back on there, so I'm posting every day.
Stay there. More with the indomitable and always informative and insightful Mike Adams. I'm Alex Jones, your host. Follow me on X at Real Alex Jones. We're 45 days out for the most important election in world history. Please spread the word about the broadcast. You are Paul Revere.
If you had to be stuck in an elevator with either President Trump, Mike Pence, or Jeff Sessions, who would it be?
Does one of us have to come out alive?
Press always asks me, don't I wish I were debating him? No, I wish we were in high school, I could take him behind the gym. That's what I wish.
If we were in high school, I'd take him behind the gym and beat the hell out of him.
I'd like to punch him in the face.
I'll meet him in a hotel room any motherfucking day of the week and give him a Louisville slugger. Kiss my motherfucking ass, you bitch punk sucker.
I just don't even know why there aren't uprisings all over the country, and maybe there will be.
You cannot be civil with a political party that wants to destroy
what you stand for, what you care about.
You know, there needs to be unrest in the streets for as long as there's unrest in our lives.
When they go low, we kick.
When was the last time an actor assassinated a president?
It's an actor dressed to look just like President Donald Trump as he's assassinated on stage. Look as his character is stabbed to death.
Where is John Wilkes Booth when you need him?
Yes, I have thought an awful lot about blowing up the White House.
We are watching a rally right now. Former President Trump was just in the middle of a speech when what sounded like possible shots were fired. We saw the president, former president, take cover.
Breaking news, former President Donald Trump is safe and a 20-year-old shooter is dead after a shocking assassination attempt on the former president in Pennsylvania.
We begin tonight with the breaking news and the second assassination attempt of former President Donald Trump.
You take on the intelligence community, they have six ways from Sunday at getting back at you.
He is destructive to our democracy, and he has to be eliminated.
Let me give you one bottom line. As a former government official, government's gonna kill this guy.
He needs to be shot, stop.
They're still gonna have to go out and put a bullet in Donald Trump, and that's a fact.
This shirt as well, because the left's always acting like they're the mavericks, they're the trailblazers, they're the outlaws. No, ladies and gentlemen, we are the rebels against the globalists. We are the resistance, and I'm voting for the outlaw. Fight the tyrants at Point Blank Range and meet like-minded people and spread the word in the third dimension. Take action now and don't let the left silence you. The AlexJonesStore.com.
At InfoWarsMD, you can find the most popular in-demand supplements available and sourced at the highest quality. Nitric Oxide, Probiotics, Joint Relief Max, Nerve Renew, Prostate Support, Collagen, Superfood Greens, Turmeric, Ashwagandha, CBD, along with Mushroom Max Nootropic, Better Mood Plus, Libido RX, and Good Night Sleep. Improve the quality of your life and support the InfoWar. Go to InfoWarsMD under Health and Wellness at InfoWarsStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
The answer to 1984 is 1776.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
I'm going to just take a few deep breaths here on air. And just sit back intellectually, coldly, and look at where we are. And then emotionally drive myself once I've made the cold decisions. That's what I do. Because the emotion, you're supposed to make a decision, not an emotion, but then use the emotion to drive you through the cold decision you've made. That's my worldview. And we have a learned helplessness. We have a normalcy bias, a mass Stockholm syndrome. I have it as well. Not as bad as some. But when I'm telling you something, I'm telling myself that. I'm not preaching at you. That it's hard to gauge just how bad things are, but that's not a negative in the final equation because you've got to admit the position you're in to get out of it. So make no mistake, you're living in the crossroads of the future destiny of the world. And humanity is rallying. A lot of good things are happening, but the corruption, the things that were set up decades ago, the evil of people in control should not be underestimated. And what they'll do to stay in power, I mean, announcing last week, we're going to start bombing Russia. with U.S. and NATO, U.K. storm shadow missiles, which is an act of war, which is a declaration of war. And Russia said, that's a declaration of war, you do that. And then this giant ammo depot blows up and they claim it's a drone, probably a storm shadow. Biden even said, well, we're not going to take credit for it. Well, when these go off, they're going to know. The just that alone, you look at the human sex trafficking and the slave labor and the testimony in Congress by senior Border Patrol saying, yeah, they order us to cover up the kidnapped kids and stop the DNA testing and to lie to the public. I mean, they are at war with us. They are gutting the country right now. So, I mean, I don't even have words to describe how bad it is, but you've got to admit you're in a crisis. Now, I want to get to the attacks on the First Amendment, more on the technocracy and how they can drive your driverless car, your car. Most cars already have remote control. They don't tell you that, or the planes off a cliff. They can blow up basically any appliance they want that's got capacitors in it. Some of them explosively, you know, very spectacularly start fires or worse, explosions. And they're now just bragging how they're, it's not just a social credit score that turns off your credit card or fires you or takes your bank account if you don't let Junior get his Johnson cut off. It's that they can literally tell you what you can eat, what you can do, where you can go. I mean, this is a communist or totalitarian or fascist dream. So, Mike, I want to walk through some of that with you here and get into Ford listening to people over microphones, which is, again, everywhere. It's not just Ford. I'm not defending them, as I said. But a lot of people just don't feel up to this. I want them to know that. If you're not consciously aware and already ready, how are you ever going to start doing the other things to get ready physically? So don't feel overwhelmed. Realize that there's going to be great opportunity in this as well. And that we're going to be looked to, those of you that have warned people ahead of time and have done some preparation, as the leaders of the future. And yeah, I know you don't want to be a leader, neither do I. I'm just a private guy. But you're going to have to be a leader if we're going to beat this and if you're going to survive. So this can run from bad to worse. Mike, you're really good at this and one of the best at taking off the gloves and getting rid of the candy coating. Define the situation we're in. You already defined the end of an empire. I agree that's what's triggering all this. But the situation we're in, if it runs from bad to worse, what's the spectrum of a controlled crash landing we culturally, economically, physically survive versus how bad it could get in the worst scenarios? Mike Adams.
This is ultimately, of course, a spiritual war. There's a satanic takeover of the institutions of our world, especially of Western civilization. And I assume you know this, Alex. Me personally, I'm transitioning out of the world of commercial. My new church goes live in November, and I'm teaching 100 Bible sermons, all non-commercial, just about nutrition as part of the spiritual war. And this is why I strongly recommend that people go to your store and drjonesnaturals.com. Is that the right URL?
Yes, sir.
I think that is. I think that's, yeah, drjonesnaturals.com. Here's why. Leviticus chapter 17. The life of the flesh is in the blood. What that means is that you cannot win a spiritual war if your blood is filled with contaminants and pollutants and toxins, which is what the establishment is trying to feed us all the time through what I call their shadow food, their shadow medicine, their shadow pharmaceuticals. And you've got to purify your blood. That is done through God's natural molecules, which are found in things like turmeric and like grapes with resveratrol and like, you know, everything, cumin seed. I mean, you name it, all the herbs and foods that are mentioned in the Bible, the figs, the pomegranates, and the extracts of those, these are all God's molecules. I call it from Ephesians 6, the nutritional armor of God. You're putting on the armor of God when you are taking in nutritional supplements and superfoods that contain those molecules, and it is then at the blood level beginning to purify your body so that you can fight the spiritual war at the next level. In other words, nutrition, Alex, and I know you know this, nutrition is a critical and necessary element for us to fight and win the spiritual war. You can't win this war, even the PSYOP war, the fifth generation warfare, if your mind doesn't work, because, you know, if somebody's out there smoking crack all day or abusing drugs all day, or they have all these toxins or all these jab nanoparticles and these foreign alien proteins in their blood, That's why the vaccines attack the blood, Alex. It's a satanic agenda to contaminate the blood and make it so that people cannot achieve the level of purity that God required in the Old Testament for people to even enter the tabernacle. You can't enter the tabernacle unless you are purified. You can't be purified if you keep taking these jabs and keep eating the shadow food and the shadow medicine.
So the mark of the beast is not just worship the beast, follow all its orders under a social credit score, and then have a digital face scanner, palm print. It's a digital tattoo, literally, that begins to take over your body and make you a new creature.
Yeah, absolutely, 100%. And what I know you communicate to your audience is how this war for human survival has to be fought on every single level. The good news is that God gave us the tools to fight this. God gave us consciousness, free will. And for those who still have a backbone, you know, God gave you your backbone, right? But God also put all these plants and herbs, including, you know, CBD or cannabinoids. Why does the body have an endocannabinoid receptor system? Why does the body have nicotine receptors on most of its organs? Nicotine, not smoking, but just nicotine, is actually, that's my new song, God is With Us. I just put that out today. But nicotine prevents infections. Nicotine builds strength for your immune system. That's why governments around the world are trying to ban all forms of nicotine, including the safe forms that are not smoking, but just oral forms or patches or even vaping nicotine in moderation can actually be quite therapeutic. So we're living under a satanic global assault on humanity through the shadow foods, the shadow medicines, the shadow money system, which is counterfeit currency, and the shadow news system, which is fake news, and the shadow law system that you have been subjected to. You're not going into a real system of law when you go to those courts. You're going into a shadow law system that operates with satanic, irrational principles, as you have experienced over and over again. So this is the ultimate war, the shadow world versus God's world. We know God wins in the end, but this war is going to be hell on earth in the meantime, and it will last for several years yet to come, Alex.
Absolutely. Looking at Trump and the numbers and what these assassination teams, the minute I saw that yesterday with Congressman Gates, DHS comes and says, oh, there's three foreign hit teams and two domestic. That's clearly the cover for them to try to kill Trump, and then the cover to say, oh, it isn't us. See, we warned you. I've been predicting since July 13th they would start doing that. Now they're doing it. That's of a great concern. And Trump's not going to listen. He's not going to go to a bunker. What happens if they do kill Trump?
I don't want to imagine that possibility, but I believe that God already intervened and saved Trump once. God needs to use Trump in the way that he used many characters throughout the Bible, some of whom weren't all pure, perfect people, right? God doesn't require perfection. God requires obedience. And God can use Trump. I believe God saved Trump so that Trump can help save this republic. And so I believe God has protection around Trump. And that's why there have been so many failed attempts to assassinate him. So I don't believe they're going to succeed. I think the real test is going to be what happens after Trump wins. That's the real test because, you know, for what is it, 8 weeks or 10 weeks or whatever it is before he's sworn in, the radical leftists are going to thrust America into absolute chaos with revolts, with wars, with detonations, false flags, anything that the radical left can do to bring America to its knees. And I was just interviewing a contact yesterday in my studio. I haven't aired it yet, but he confirms there are explosive vests that have been brought into the U.S. There are radiological dirty bomb explosive vests, so suicide vests with dirty bomb material embedded in the vests. Those came across the border. The U.S. State Department knows that these exist. They know that there are storage facilities across America. And the reason they gave phones to so many of these military-age males coming across the border is because they told them, your phone, you're going to receive instructions, GPS coordinates. You go to this storage facility. You pick up mortars. You pick up night vision. You pick up ballistic armor. Then, boom, here's your next task, GPS coordinates. You go take out that bridge. You go mortar that refinery. They're going to commit sabotage across America. They're going to take out power grid substations. They're going to take out ports, highways, water supply systems, power grid systems. They're going to be given the coordinates to do it, Alex. This has all been planned by Mayorkas. I mean, our country has been ruled by absolute traitors. They built the invasion camps in Panama. Michael Yon and Ann Vandersteel and others have thoroughly documented this. You've had many guests on your show that documented this. We are going to face a total kinetic eruption and internal domestic sabotage operation that was planned by our own illegitimate government. It's going to be unleashed against us.
Mike, what do you think I ought to talk about? Because having written notes yet, when I'm on Tucker's podcast, not just a big crowd in tens of thousands in Reading, Pennsylvania next Monday, what do you think I ought to get into? What do you think the message should be, not just for this show or your show? If you had 5 minutes to talk to the American people on national television or 5 minutes to talk to Trump, what would that 5 minutes be?
I would focus on breaking the sorcerer's spell, which is the fake mainstream media narratives, the lying polls, all the sources of disinformation that are they're designed to mesmerize people and to make you lose hope. You've got to break the sorcerer's spell. And the real support for Donald Trump across this country is almost certainly 70-80%. Some people put it as high as possibly even 90%. And even in states like New York, Trump is well above 50%. Trump can win New York in an honest election. But too many people, members of Congress in particular, they operate out of a sense of fear. Well, what happens if the news writes a mean story about me? Or what happens if somebody criticizes me for shutting down the government because we want to put the SAVE Act in place and stop illegals from voting? We're done with that. No more lukewarm politicians. We're done with that. It's time to stand for principles peacefully, but with discipline, with dedication. And there are people who are willing to do that. Thomas Massie, Matt Gaetz, Senator Rand Paul. For example, I interviewed a congressman in Texas, Congressman Cloud, who told me many of the same things that I'm saying to you. And he's a pastor, by the way. His past was with a church. He gets it. And there are people ready to serve this nation. But the top people in charge right now, they are mesmerized, they are hypnotized by the sorcerer's spells, which is the PSYOP fifth generation warfare agenda. And Alex, the reason that they want to shut you down so badly is because you and I and Owen Schroyer and Harrison and everybody there and Chase Geyser, you know what we all are? We are spellbreakers. We are spellbreakers. We break the spells. And people shake their heads and go, whoa, why didn't I see that before? Yeah, exactly.
It's funny you just said that, because before we came into the segment, I was going to say, we've got to break our condition. We got to come out of the trance. I was going to say, or it's simpatico, it's a trance, a willful trance. You've got to admit you're being lied to. You've got to literally ask God to come into you, give you the Holy Spirit, to give you discernment, to lead God and direct you. And that's really what they hate. They hate the show because of the guest and the history of the 30 years. They picked it first to demonize and go after as a beta test. If you've been to that, the Wall Street Journal, New York Times, CNN. It was just that we were chosen because we have everybody on air and because it's been one of the biggest broadcasts for decades. And I'm very honored to be in that position, but we can also look at what they're afraid of, knowing that's the answer. Just like they didn't have radar in World War II, or at least, you know, out in the aircraft, the British had it towards the end there, on their shoreline. But and they had it during the Battle of Britain. The point is they didn't have it deployed. But they knew to go where the flak was. When you're over the target, you're getting the flak. And people have to understand, you're going to lose everything if you're trying to keep everything. If people live in fear and are scared what the media is going to say, I mean, Trump's still like, wow, independent media is almost as big as mainstream. No, it's been way bigger for a long time. Stop That's caring right. what they say. Fully break with it. Look at how popular Trump is, not caring about the system. Everybody has to adopt that. And I'm seeing something very exciting. Myself as a bellwether, as a test. All the big podcasts now want me on. All the Congress people will come on. All the big, you know, big pollsters all will come on now because they realize it's cool to be a rebel in a time of evil when you're a rebel against tyranny.
Yeah, you're exactly right. And the battleground of this current war is right here. It's in the mind. This is the battleground that they are targeting. It's all fifth generation warfare. Jeffrey Prather talks about this, the PSYOPs. And by the way, this is why the government is attacking the church. Constantly attacking the church. Why? Why? Because faith makes you immune to fear. Fear is the control tool to push people into self-immolation through vaccine jabs or giving up their power, giving up their rights through fear. If you have faith in God, you have nothing to fear, and you can't be controlled by the Satanists in the system. That's why they attacked the church. And also, Alex, I have been informed by various sources, attorneys and so on, that the FDA has launched a massive wave of assaults on small businesses and manufacturers like us, and perhaps like the ones that you work with and that you are. The FDA is trying to destroy the nutritional supplements industry right now, anything that might compete with pharmaceuticals, because they know that the supplements work better and are safer and more affordable. And just like they have to control speech in order to corral people into fixed narratives controlled by globalists, they can't let people have access to natural medicine or nutritional supplements, because then they would lose out on their control grid of keeping people sick and profiting off of their suffering and disease. And thank God that RFK Jr. and Trump have teamed up. Make America Healthy Again. MAHA. This is the victory lap for America. I mean, RFK Jr. joining Trump is one of the most historic events that we will ever see in our lifetimes. And if RFK Jr. gets in as head of HHS, we are going to see such dramatic and positive reforms for this country that I dare say, Alex, please don't criticize me for saying this, but I think that RFK Jr. gives many people a much stronger reason to vote for Trump than Trump himself.
I totally agree.
Yeah, seriously. We have been... The FDA is at war with America. The CDC is at war with humanity. The NIH has been at war with the people, and they've waged science as a weapon of war against we the people. Trump plus RFK can turn that around. And I don't agree with everything that Trump talks about. Not 100% alignment, but it's okay. It's okay. I'm voting for Trump and RFK Jr. and J.D. Vance. We're going to get them into office, and then we're just going to have to deal with the war that the left is going to unleash against us. And you know what? With God on our side and our preparedness and our intelligence and our dedication, we are ready. We are ready for that war with strength in our communities, strength with our local constitutional sheriffs. We can handle that attack, and we will push back the zombies to their blue cities. If they want to commit suicide in their own blue cities and take themselves out, that's their choice.
Wow.
But we're not going to let them take out the rural communities across this nation.
Powerfully said. I mentioned this earlier, so in the few minutes we have left, Newsom's horrible anti-free speech law, Hillary saying arrest Trump supporters for their speech, that's pure desperation, but it's so naked. And then the lies, I want your guns, but I won't ban your guns. I'm going to take your guns, but I'm not going to take your guns. I'm against fracking. We banned it, but it's legal. I mean, it that's hurting them more, but they just keep floundering and doubling down. What do you see in that?
Massive incompetence, arrogance, pompousness. They are literally stupid people who never earned the power that they have usurped. In other words, when you have a DEI system, you don't have a meritocracy, so the most capable people don't rise to the positions of power. The only way that Kamala got to where she is today is because she was picked over other people who were far more qualified. She is not an intelligent person. Sadly, there's one or two members on the Supreme Court that were picked for the same reason. Literally not that bright. But we can change this. We can change this peacefully at the ballot box. We can put America on a new course. It's not going to be an easy course, but it's the only option we have if we want to have a constitutional republic remaining at the end of this.
Now, I agree. I raised this earlier. I want your take. Again, overhead shot. I'm going to show people. Ford applied for a patent to listen in and target ads in your car. Turns out for at least 5 years they've been listening illegally to people and selling the data. We know phones have been doing that for 20 years at least. Surveillance on wheels. Ford patent to record conversations, display personalized advertising. Now they admit they do it. The FBI is investigating. Well, I mean, they're all doing it. Future Fords might detect speeding and report you to the cops. That's Fox News. Why do you think they're talking about Ford doing this now when this has been going on for decades?
Well, Ford is a globalist corporation that has supported LGBT agendas and climate lunacy. I would never buy another Ford product again in my life, although I had in the past, but forget Ford. And I also, can I give a shout out to Robbie Starbuck here because of the extraordinary work that he has been doing, exposing all the DEI agendas among these corporations, you know, originally like Harley Davidson and so on. Robbie Starbuck is a one-man wrecking crew for woke corporations. that man has done extraordinary work, and it just shows you the power of passion and dedication and truth. And everybody can do something like that that matters. And we, the people, we have to choose with our dollars what kinds of corporations we're going to support, what kinds of products we're going to support if we choose to buy them. And we've got to get all of these spy machines out of our lives. So never buy another Ford again. I don't like what John Deere did either, and Robbie Starbuck exposed John Deere with their culture war against America's farmers. I used to collect John Deere tractors. I will never buy another John Deere tractor again.
That's right. And the good news is a lot of big corporations are backing off that agenda now. Of course, Anheuser-Busch is one of the biggest examples. We've got to punish them. Money, where we buy, what we do, it's all part of the fight. It's what they want, the whole social credit score to totally dominate us and control us. Naturalnews.com. Mike, you've done a lot of great interviews, but this one was particularly powerful. It's live right now. We'll be posting it to X everywhere else. Everybody, please share this like your future depends on it, because it does. Mike Adams, talk to you soon. You're going to be co-hosting some next week.
All right. Thank you, Alex. God bless.
There goes Mike Adams. He'll either be co-hosting with Owen a little bit Monday or Tuesday while I'm off with Tucker Carlson. And it's an important event, so I'll be there. Okay. Jay Dyer is always loaded for bear, does a great job on the Globalist Own Documents. That's coming up next hour. Then Owen Schroyer in about an hour and 5 minutes with the War Room, 3 p.m. Central. Talking about supplements, we need the funds, plus they're great products. 95% curcuminoid, two different brands, both have 95% curcuminoid in them. Then they have some of the other great stuff that's good for your blood and fights inflammation. They're two different formulas, but they both have 95% curcuminoid. InfoWarsStore.com, the InfoWars MD, Turmeric 95, and the Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, also at 95% curcuminoid at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. We have the Nitric Boost, is so good for cardiovascular system. That's all still discounted, though it's selling out. We have the InfoWars MD gummies and 1,000-milligram tincture that goes after all the bad stuff in your body and lowers inflammation. It is so much good stuff for your mind. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. And then, of course, our great sponsor, My Dad's Company. You'll get half the stuff sold out there. A bunch of new stuff's about to come in. But some of the best-selling stuff that just came in lately is still there. All the staples are gone. But the fiber greens, the whole food multivitamin, the Next Level Foundational Energy, the Rocket Rest, Sleep Aid, the Top Brain, they're all still in stock and discounted at drjonesnaturals.com. But they're selling out. Four new products are coming in, and Turbo Force and one other staple product are coming back in the next month. drjonesnaturals.com. We need your support, plus the great products. Please go to drjonesnaturals.com, InfoWarsStore.com, and finally, the new site, our great sponsors. They're amazing. Top Patriot t-shirt producers, over 40 designs of t-shirts, over 30 designs of ball caps, made right there in Arkansas, Texas. Bunch of new designs just today added. The Alex Jones Store, one word. TheAlexJonesStore.com. Put your email in for free. Get put in the raffle for the amazing Dodge Diesel Super Deluxe truck and $10,000 cash. That'll be announced on December 30th. That's TheAlexJonesStore.com. When you purchase products, you can put in many more times into the raffle, the sweepstakes, at TheAlexJonesStore.com. I want to thank you all for your support. We are in the critical part of the battle right now, and we need your support. Plus, these are great products. Take action now. TheAlexJonesStore.com. Jay Dyer, straight ahead.
A lot of you will recognize this bad boy because it was a limited edition bestseller years ago. We've updated it and brought it back due to your demanding it. And it is a conservation shirt. It's a great conversation piece. Atrazine's literally sterilizing and killing frog populations and bending the gender of our young boys and giving our girls cancer. So this is a real conservation shirt. You can serve our operation, keep us on air, and stand up for amphibian life that are being poisoned by the chemicals that are turning the frogs gay. Now, I love this shirt as well, because the left's always acting like they're the Mavericks, they're the Trailblazers, they're the Outlaws. No, ladies and gentlemen, we are the rebels against the globalists. We are the resistance, and I'm voting for the Outlaw. Fight the tyrants at point blank range and meet like-minded people and spread the word in the third dimension. Take action now, and don't let the left silence you. TheAlexJonesStore.com.
The InfoWars system is very simple. We tell you the truth about what's going on in the world, and we ask that you support us in exchange. If we don't tell you the truth, you probably won't support us. That's our only incentive. All we have is you, the InfoWars audience. And just like our information has to be good, or else we can't expect your support. Well, our products have to be good, or we can't expect you to be returning customers. And everybody knows some of the bombshell, incredible, iconic supplements at InfoWarsStore.com. But what some InfoWars audience members don't know about is the InfoWars MD line of supplements. This is our premium line of supplements, and there's something for everybody here. This is the newest line of supplements from InfoWars, designed to boost vitality and enhance overall well-being, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether you're looking to support immune health, improve cognitive function, or increase energy levels, our meticulously crafted formulations cater to your diverse needs. Only at InfoWarsStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.